Coach is filmed before a studio audience.
Hi. Is she here yet?
She's due any minute. Where have you been?
Well, I got caught in traffic. Yeah, that's what's wrong with Orlando. Every street leads to an amusement park.
Is that what you're wearing?
What's wrong with it?
Well, I just thought you'd like to make more of an impression, that's all. I mean, we're just trying to convince someone to give us their baby.
Well, if you were the one who said the best thing we can do is just be ourselves.
We could be ourselves in a nice shirt, couldn't we?
Christine, if Julie decides to let us adopt her baby, it's not going to be because she likes the shirt I'm wearing.
The pants aren't helping either, but go ahead.
I was going to say it's not because what we're wearing. It's because of who we are. A happily married couple. So why don't we give that a try?
I'm sorry. I'm on edge.
Oh. Well, I was on edge, too. And then until we spoke to her on the phone, she sounded great. I mean, she sounded like a sweet kid, and I feel good about it.
Did the lady come yet?
No, not yet.
Good, good. You're going to change your clothes, right?
Change my clothes. What do you think?
Now that I like.
Not you.
I like it too.
I'm gonna go out to pick your clothes for tomorrow.
Hey, right, we've got a problem. We need to talk.
I don't have much time. We're expecting Julie any minute.
Yeah, we'll make time. This is about you.
What is it?
The whole coaching staff hates me and Dauber.
How's that my problem?
Well, you have to fix it.
The other assistant coaches never talk to us. They never want to do anything with us after practice.
Yeah, I'm always asking them out to dinner, and they never will never go with us.
Maybe they don't want to get food splattered all over.
I think the problem is they see us as your boys.
Yeah, they think we wouldn't have these jobs if it wasn't for you.
You wouldn't.
I know, but they think we do whatever you say, that we don't have minds of our own.
You don't.
Yeah, I know, but I think we lose our credibility if they think that.
Luther, if you guys are having a problem with the coaches, don't come running to me. If you want them to think you can act independent, then you've got to act independent.
How do we do that?
Luther, I know. The next time coach has an idea, we shoot it down.
That's great. And if we have an idea, then you shoot it down.
Oh, don't just shoot us down. Humiliate us. Call us names. Ream us out.
That's perfect.
Would you idiots get the hell out of here?
That's good. That's good. Exactly like that.
No, I mean it. No. Get the hell out.
It doesn't do any good to do it here. You got to do it in front of the other coaches.
That's Julie.
No, just keep going.
Well,
keep going.
What's the matter? Aren't we good enough to meet her and show you have friends?
That's what I'm afraid of. Honey, relax. Everything's going to be just fine. That's for good luck.
Julie?
Yeah.
Hi.
Hi.
Oh, please, come in. I'm Christine.
I'm Hayden.
Hi. Good to meet you both.
Oh, it's nice to meet you. Well, why don't we all go into the family room? We can sit over there.
Oh, this is a beautiful house.
Thanks. You know, it's a great house for kids. It's got a big pool out back.
Which we would obviously put a fence around.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, big fence. You know, tall fence. An electrified fence. Yeah, it's got a huge yard, which kids would love, and a great family room, which would be great for, you know, family room. Oh, this is nice. This is relaxing. This is where we relax. Okay. This is why I told you we're going to childproof everything. We're getting rid of all the glass in the house.
Maybe we should sit over at the kitchen table.
That's glass too.
Yes, so far he hasn't gotten his feet up here.
She's right.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
Well, I'm sorry we're so nervous.
Oh, hey, I was nervous the first time I met with people about this.
I can't even imagine. This has to be unbelievably hard.
Well, it's my fault I'm in this situation, and I know I don't want the child to be the one that pays for it. But one of the things that's made it so much easier for me is finding out how many just really great people there are that want to adopt.
Well, we think it's great you're meeting with all these people and make sure you find the right family for your baby.
I just keep thinking, why should this baby have to grow up without a dad? And then a mom who can't get a decent job because she had to drop out of college. I mean, I know I couldn't give this baby that great of a life, so I have to find someone who can.
I just have to say, you seem so incredibly mature for someone so young.
You should know that I've never done drugs, and neither is the father.
Well, since you brought it up, how's the father feel about all this?
I don't think he wants to feel anything.
Well, you must have a lot of questions you'd like to ask us.
Yeah, well, I know we covered a lot on the phone, but, well, one of the things that's important to me is that my baby grow up in a house where it'll be exposed to a lot of culture.
Culture. Well, let's let Christine field that question.
I think a baby would be exposed to a lot of culture in our home. I love plays and books and music, and I love going to the theater and art galleries. And
yeah, you know, we drag that kid to all that stuff.
And since Hayden is more of the outdoors type, that there would also be that exposure.
Yep, I'm out there hunting and fishing and throwing balls.
That's great. Well, what if, I mean, you had a little boy, and you want to go out and throw balls, you know. And the little boy wanted to stay in and help Mom cook. Mm-hmm. Would you have a problem with something like that? I mean, it wouldn't make a son seem any less masculine. Because he wanted to cook instead of play ball, right?
What's he cooking? A steak or a souffle?
I think there's something you need to understand. Hayden is an athlete. I mean, that's how he spent his entire life. And he grew up with certain attitudes. But his daughter has turned out great. And ultimately, Hayden never let the attitudes he grew up with get in the way of letting her live her own life.
That's right. I let her marry a mime, you know.
You two seem so different.
Uh-huh.
But you also seem very happy together. How do you do that?
That's easy. I love her.
And I'm very patient. Julie, can I ask you a question?
Sure, you can ask me anything.
I know you've said that you feel that this is the right decision to make. And I just need to know that this is really, truly the decision that you want to make. As much as this means to us, I couldn't go through with this unless I knew that your heart is telling you that this is the right thing to do.
My mother died when I was 12. So, I know how hard it was just to live part of my life with one parent. And, my dad had a great job. I mean, I had everything I needed. But I wouldn't be able to do that. So, yeah, I know. This is the right thing, Christine. But thanks for asking. No one else has. I don't know what you guys would think about this, but I'm kind of asking the couples that I really like to meet my dad. And I'd like you to be one of those couples.
Oh, well, we would love to.
Yeah, just out of curiosity, how many couples have you met with?
12.
Huh. And how many of them have you asked to meet your dad?
4. But you'd be the first.
Before we break up tonight, I want to make sure I'm not making this whole session sound like I'm coming down on the offense. The truth is, Dauber, your special teams could help us a lot if we could get a few more yards on the kickoff returns.
That's nonsense.
Excuse me?
You don't know what the hell you're talking about, eh?
What?
Enough of your suggestions. Why don't you listen to one of our suggestions?
What the hell is going on here?
What's going on here is Dauber and I have a mind of our own. If we want to make a suggestion, we're damn well going to make it. Go ahead, Dauber, make it.
Well, I think the only problem with our special teams is that they're a little down on themselves. I think we should have the squad meet with a psychologist to raise their self-esteem.
Are you seriously making that as a suggestion?
Yes, he is.
Well, I've been in coaching for 26 years, and I think that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Well, maybe the problem is we don't have enough confidence in one another. Maybe we should all go on one of those retreats where you get naked and you go in one of those sweat lodges and you learn to trust.
Are you on something, Dauber? Where the hell are these ideas coming from? I don't want to hear any more about sweating and getting naked and retreating. I just want to see guys hitting each other. I want to see some powerful football being played. Is that clear?
Yeah.
Is it?
Yes.
All right, meeting over.
Oh, that was terrific, Coach!
That was great, man.
That was great.
You made us look like idiots in front of the other coaches. You worked their plan to perfection.
Yeah.
Wasn't working anything. You guys are idiots.
I know, but the point is, now the other coaches know that you think we're idiots. So now they couldn't possibly think that we're your boys.
No, they think you're my idiots.
Exactly. So now we'll get the respect we deserve.
I'm gonna go home now.
Oh, hey, good luck tonight meeting Julie's dad.
Thanks.
You know, like it matters, you're going to get the baby.
What do you mean?
Well, come on, you're Hayden Fox, famous football coach. Who wouldn't want to give you the kid?
Luther, this is not about my job. This is about finding the best parents to raise this child. If we do get a chance to adopt this baby, I want it to be because we're the most suitable parents, not because I'm a football coach.
Here's the stuff you wanted for Mr. Graham. You're sure to win that baby now.
Well, here we go again. What's all this?
Just a few gifts for Julie's dad.
You're bribing him?
Not bribing him, Christina. Get this stuff for free.
You are not giving him gifts.
Why not?
Because it's sleazy. I want him to think we're nice people.
Nice people give gifts? Look, Christine, we've done things your way up to now. Now, I have instincts, too. Just let me use them this one time. That's it. Let's go. How's my shirt?
Please, come in and welcome to our home. I'm Christine, Mrs. Hayden.
This is my dad, Doug Graham.
Hi. Look, pleasure to meet you.
Isn't this a beautiful house?
Mm-hmm.
You know, at first we thought we were going to have a hard time making the transition to Florida because, you know, it's so different from Minnesota, but now we feel just right at home.
Ah, why don't we all just go into the family room, make ourselves pregnant. Why don't we all sit right here? Doug, I don't know if you're a football fan.
No, I'm not.
Okay, then why don't we sit over here?
Would anybody like anything to drink?
No, thank you.
Oh, not for me, thanks.
So... here we all are.
I don't really have an agenda for this. I just know that I wanted to give my dad the chance to meet the people that I met and felt good about.
I think it's a great idea. And I have to say that I think it's courageous of Julie to bring us all together and include us all in this. I have to say again, Mr. Graham, how impressed I am by Julie and how responsible she's being.
I agree.
Well, I think you should know that I don't happen to agree with any of this.
Dad, you promised.
I promised to come here. But I'm not going to sit here and listen to how responsible you are when if you'd been responsible in the first place, we wouldn't have had to come here. Now, I think the responsible thing to do is to keep the baby.
Isn't the responsible thing to do what's best for the baby? I mean, she's only 19. She hasn't finished college.
Look, I come from the belief that if you get yourself into a mess, then you get yourself out of it.
Well, I think that's what she's trying to do without putting the child in jeopardy or herself.
Well, I just don't see it that way.
Mr. Graham, I know that this is not the moment that every parent dreams about. I mean, your daughter knows that she made a mistake, and she's trying her best to correct that mistake. And I think she needs all the support that she can get. I don't know why these things happen, but they do. And you got a girl who doesn't want to have a baby, and she's going to have one, and you got two people who really want to have a baby and can't. I don't know why the world works that way, but it does. And maybe something good is going to come out of this. Maybe two people who can't have a baby are going to get one, whether it's us or somebody else.
Are you done?
Yeah.
Thank you for the lecture. Now, if you'll excuse me.
Mr. Graham, out of fairness to your daughter...
Out of fairness to my daughter, I came here. Since I've been here, I haven't heard anything to change my mind. Julie, are you coming?
No. I think I'm gonna need a ride back to my apartment.
Julie, why didn't you tell us your dad felt this way?
Because I thought maybe if he met people like you, things might be different. Really dumb, huh?
Yeah, maybe it did sound like a lecture.
I loved what you said.
So did I.
It's kind of what I wish my dad had said when all this first started.
Well, believe me, it's a lot easier saying those things when it's someone else's daughter. Julie, I think you and your dad are just disappointed in each other right now. I know that feeling. For years, the only thing Kelly and I ever did together was disappoint each other. But we worked through it. And we found out we really loved each other. And I'd like to think that you and your dad are kind of like that, too.
I can't believe you ever disappointed Kelly.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think I'm going to be taking my dad to meet any more couples.
I think that's probably a good idea.
No, I don't think I'll be seeing any more couples.
What do you mean?
I think I found who I'm looking for.